and the Lord became himself the first fruits of the perfect resurrection, that is no longer subject to death. Wherefore also the divine apostle Paul said, if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised, and if Christ be not raised, our faith is vain, we are yet in our sins. 7. And now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. 8. And the firstborn by the dead. 9. And again, 4. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. 1. Even so, he said, as Christ rose again. Moreover, that the resurrection of the Lord was the union of uncorrupted body and soul, for it was these that had been divided, is manifest. For he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. 2. And the holy gospel is a trustworthy witness, that he spoke of his own body. Handle me and see. The Lord said to his own disciples, when they were thinking that they saw a spirit, that it is I myself, and that I am not changed. 3. For a spirit hath not flesh or bones, as ye see me have. 4. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side, and stretched them forward for Thomas to touch. 5. Is not this sufficient to establish belief in the resurrection of bodies? Again the divine apostle says, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. 6. And again, it is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption, it is sown in weakness, it is raised in power, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory, it is sown a natural body, that is to say, crass and mortal, it is raised a spiritual body. 7. Such as was our Lord's body, after the resurrection, which passed through closed doors, was unwearying, had no need of food, or sleep, or drink. For they will be, saith the Lord, as the angels of God. 8. There will no longer be marriage nor procreation of children. The divine apostle, in truth, says, for our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. 9. Not meaning change into another form, God forbid, but rather the change from corruption into incorruption. 1. But someone will say, how are the dead raised up? Oh, what disbelief! Oh, what folly! Will he, who at his solitary will changed earth into body, who commanded the little drop of seed to grow in the mother's womb, and become in the end this varied and manifold organ of the body, not the rather raise up again at his solitary will that which was, and is dissolved? And with what body do they come to? Thou fool, if thy hardness will not permit you to believe the words of God, at least believe his works. 3. For that which thou sowest is not quickened except to die. 4. And that which thou sowest not that body, that shall be, but bare grain, it may chance of wheat, or of some other grain. But God giveth it a body, as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. 5. Behold, therefore, how the seed is buried in the furrows, as in tombs. Who is it that giveth them roots and stalk, and leaves and ears, and the most delicate beards? Is it not the maker of the universe? Is it not at the bidding of him who hath contrived all things? Believe, therefore, in this wise, even that the resurrection of the dead will come to pass at the divine will and sign, for he has power that is able to keep pace with his will. We shall therefore rise again, our souls being once more united with our bodies, now made incorruptible, and having put off corruption, and we shall stand beside the awful judgment seat of Christ, and the devil, and his demons, and the man, that is his, that is the Antichrist, and the impious and the sinful, will be given over to everlasting fire, not material fire. 6. Like our fire, but such fire as God would know. But those who have done good will shine forth as the sun with the angels into life eternal, with our Lord Jesus Christ, ever seeing him, and being in his sight, and deriving unceasing joy from him, praising him, with the Father, and the Holy Spirit, throughout the limitless ages of ages. 7. Amen.